all of these tough decisions, a lot of bad decisions, sacrifices, see, heroin, and breaking the commandments of the meat that it is inspired and taken of stone. That testifies by the meaning of life. See, that's a natural that was given to the human. Now, on this side of the cross, it's all spiritual. You see that? Now, you listen. Doc, now y'all work with me fast. See? Now, I'm going in the Bible. Now, I'm going to show you what he said. Matthew 3, 14, 15. Now, don't go to sleep on it for a minute or two.
But God forbade him.
Now listen. Now here's what I want to tell you. See? Now what he was doing was fulfilling the law and the prophets.
Yeah.
You understand? Now that's what he said he was doing. Now who are you gonna believe? You gonna believe the Reverend, or you gonna believe the Pope, or you gonna believe the Tiger, or who are you gonna believe? You gonna believe him? All right, read that.
Then cometh Joseph was from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized with him.
Now there he is, he's going to John. Now what you see this, now that's just one man, John. What did he say to John?
And John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized with thee, and cometh thou to me?
That's right.
And Joshua answered and said unto him, permit it to be so now, for thus it behooves to cometh us to fulfill all.
Now wait a minute, Doc. Now you just wait a minute. Didn't he say fulfill? I want to know what he said fulfill or institute. Straighten me out. Now he comes just John by himself. Now here he is. See? Now listen. Now here he is, comes the whole multitude. The fifth chapter. Now listen. See, folks, if you're just able to understand. See, the reason why he said that to God. See, the children of Israel were baptized in the Red Sea here, and the other hopes to fulfill, he has to be baptized in the Red Sea. They don't get the same thing back here. They don't make no difference. Same thing all the way back. They fulfill all the way. That's my own thing. Now, it was baptized there, and they found him in the sea, and it went to the wilderness, stayed 40 days and 40 nights. Is that right? Didn't he ever want to enter? Now, this is to whom all the kind laws were given to. They were not given to Noah then back then. You understand? They didn't have no prophecy. Abraham didn't have no prophecy. You heard me. You're not blind. Now look, then here's Noah. See, the first has what? First water. How many days in rain? 40 days, 40 nights. Blood water. How many? 40. Blood water, 40. Blood water. Go in the world and say 40. What are you doing that for? I'm fulfilled. Now here he is, the 23rd chapter of Matthew. Now that was just one man he talked to, John. Now he's got a multitude. Read, first verse. And then the multitude. He went up into a mountain. Listen, I stopped right there. What'd he go up in that mountain for? See, here comes the multitude. Out of Egypt. You understand? And that multitude. Gathered up around that mountain. Yahweh spoke to him from the mountain. That's the case. Then he got to go up in the mountain and speak to the multitude and all the prophets. I know where the breath. You can't get away with nothing. All right, read. to skip down to the 17th verse. And now he's telling a whole multitude of big fat man lies.
Now here he is at the resurrection of the dead. Now let's keep going.
unto them.
And he said unto them,
these are the words which I spake unto you.
These are the words which I spake unto you. In the 16th chapter of Matthew, by the words that he spake unto you. I'm not going to run you around all the time. But remember that he told us to speak and understand that the
them out to do nothing like that.
That's right.
See, without being a liar.
Right.
He said he's full of business. He moved it out of the way and then sent them out to do it. You understand?
Right.
He's a liar. He didn't move.
That's right.
It was perfect. You see? Right. But somebody said this. You can't baptize him in the spirit. I don't see nothing else you baptize him in. But why?
Well, Jesus said this too. And he had believed on me as the scriptures had said, now that's the law and prophet. They say, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And one idiot said to me, said, I don't see no rivers of living water flowing out of nobody's belly. But John said, this is just the idea of the spirit.
And when the apostles were preaching up there on the day of Pentecost, you understand? Preaching the resurrection, say, according to the second people, living water, just throw it all over the place. You understand what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. I'm living water. You understand that he told that one? It's real. Is that right? He said, you the prophet. So it asked me, said, I'll give you living water. Is that right? Yeah. You understand what I'm talking about? Physical water is on the back of living water. Yeah. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. All this back here that you do naturally, so it's nothing but a type. And listen, folks, listen at me. John had to baptize them people. They were all baptized under the law. Jesus lived, walked around, died under the law.
Amen. Everything he did was under the law, under the old covenant. You understand? In the new covenant, never got to the camp until the sixth day of June, about 9 o'clock in the morning. That's not right. On the day of Pentecost. Now, do you understand that?
Yeah.
And since that time, we are preaching the Spirit. That's all it's going to save you. And it's not by no works of righteousness that nobody I saw what the real communion was. You understand? And the community in the Spirit. Ain't that right? Yes, we keep the supper. Ain't that right? Yes, we believe in washing feet. Yes, we do believe in baptism. I'm afraid we're the people that do believe in. Ain't that right? And you're talking about the natural thing. I'm talking about the Spirit. Ain't that right? Now, let me show you the Lord's supper. That you don't see. Ain't that right? Now, look, listen, folks, look up here. Down here in Egypt, they went from one another's house. Ain't that right? And down there in one another's house, if they didn't have enough in that one house, soon that man had to go to the next door to get somebody. Or that man had to be there soon that night. Ain't that right? They couldn't remain in the bar. Ain't that right? And they went from one another's door and they knocked on the door down there. And they went in and ate that Passover that night. Ain't that right? And that was on the 14th. Ain't that right? That they ate the Passover night. And listen, I want you to know, boy, that was in their home. It was not up in the audience. That's the Roman Catholic and the Protestants do. Ain't that right? And not only that, here's what. You put that foot over the lintel of the door and over the tops of the door. So, Joshua, one hand to this side, crown of thorns, and crown there the neck, and turn back over the face of the earth from the sixth to the ninth hour. Ain't that right? Nice long bill. That bitch. Now here, John says, I was in the pit on the Lord's day. Ain't that right? He said, heard a voice behind. Ain't that right? Why behind? Moses is looking for out on the old man. John comes down on the steps. He heard the voice behind him, which means he had to turn around and turn around and look on the back. Told me. So therefore I heard a voice behind him. It's a voice of many waters. Remember Moses said the Spirit of God moved upon the water. Moses, it had to be duplicated. John was out on the other side. Now I want you to read Revelation 3:20 and get this Passover straight. I want you to read.
Behold, I stand at the door.
I stand at the door of your house and I knock. Ain't that right? Yes, we believe in the Passover. We believe in Egypt. Ain't that right? You understand what I'm talking about? Yes, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man be on the
path, hear my voice.
Amen. Hear my voice. Shall open the door. Shall I come in to him and sup with him and he with me? That's the real Lord, in this different way. And God, I want you to see what I'm talking about. Yes, he's raised from the dead. hypocrite and he's fit, yeah, and he's striving with you. And if you just open the door, and if he knocks on the door, as they knocked on one another's door down there, and they said, "Now, ain't that right? Lamb back there. Yeah, the Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. Ain't that right? But come on in. He's a great man's spirit. And to come on into your heart, you understand. And something to you with him. Now you're talking about being real good and happy. Ain't that right? Genuinely saved. You understand? And then you're talking about getting baptized. Yeah? And living water. And then there's a living water that we're baptized. No. We're pushed in. Ain't that right? You understand? Because what we're preaching, not ministration of the Spirit in the natural, pointed to the Spirit. And when he died, I said, he took away all of the old covenant and the new covenant. Instead, it's written in the heart and in the mind. It's spiritual. Now, where is the physical about that? Ain't that right? I want you to see through that. I want you to understand what I'm talking about. You're never going to be happy as long as you've got these carnal-minded intellectual giants pushing somebody down in the water. You understand? And passing a tray around with great juice or something else. And y'all water in the sky never said a word. None of that is in the Bible. And he said, Jesus said, you take it easy. Didn't say no such a thing. They need nothing like that in the Bible. He said it to his disciples. He said, under the dispensation of the law. Ain't that right? He said it to them. He said it to them in the upper chamber. Ain't that right? He said it before he died in the natural thing, nailed to the cross over there. And now he's coming on into you. Where two or three, death, he comes on. And he told him that night that he was eating with them. Now I live, eat no more. Drink no more of the fruit of the vine until the day I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. The kingdom of bitterness was all of it within meats and drink. But now the kingdom of God, according to Romans 14, 10, the kingdom of God is not meats and drink, but it's not it's righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. You see what I'm talking about? Yeah, you take up something now and you masticate it and it passes on down these focus and it goes on down into the intestinal tract and it's there. It's mixed up with the pancreatic, just passes through the abdominal cavity and on into the bloodstream, and that strengthens your physical body. Ain't that right? But when you sit here eating and drinking in the spirit, that just comes to that inner man. Ain't that right? It gives you point. Let's walk with peace and consolation. You understand? Broken in life. A world out there raising hell all over here and there and all over east and down everywhere. Shooting guns in the west. All of our back. They're not coming, but they're blind. Through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Every fire that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it in activity and off to the obedience of Christ. Yes, we will back not against flesh and blood, but principalities and power and spiritual wickedness in high places in the Roman Catholic in the Protestant church. Ain't that right? Near death and in the natural thing. And Paul said, as you receive, walk in the Spirit. Ain't that right? And that's what we're trying to get you to see down here. Oh, you got some laugh.
Thank you.